continuing with Dechoy. So, we had raised different models. We had noted, right, that the parallel to Mum implies a certain amount of you creating a status in it, and that's why it can hold over. The Chiddush here is that obviously, unlike a Mum, which is something in the Karban, this is, you know, not. Or not obviously, like the owner of the Karban being a Mum or something like that, which sounds more external. Why would it create a Psul Hefta? But that is exactly the Svara of the Ichoy, seemingly. We noted that obviously we could talk about this in different ways. One is a proactive invalidation. The other is to say that it's like the lack of, you know, focus and koshering and the like, which creates the problem. And we noted that maybe at some level be why Nirva Nidche is more obvious than Dichle Megara, because Nirva Nidche makes sense because it already has a status and then you give it an invalidation. Maybe it doesn't get that status if it was never Rawi, but then we noted not necessarily, and that may be the distinction, because something might not be a carbon, might be Kadosh, or might be a carbon generically, but not the precise carbon. And right, we saw that already in Rashi, who talked about that in the context of the Karbanot, whereas Mechuser Zman is not obvious that it's that at all. Mechuser Zman might be earlier in the process. It's not like, might not be like Dichui Me'ikara. It might just be that you're not, right, because that it doesn't have a status at all, and that's why it can't gain the invalidation, because it can only get that invalidation within a context. Okay, now the Gemara itself had brought in this discussion of Mechuser Zman as a possible source for saying that there is no such thing as Dichle according to Rav. Right, then the Gemara had moved to Mum, but the Mechuser Zman had been brought up in that context. That brings us, though, to the next Tosva, which we'd left off with yesterday. Okay? So, right, so we noted that the Gemara does seem to, a simple pshat in the sugya, accept the notion that the proper model is Mum. And the machoket is whether you think Mum is the exception or not an exception, right? Whether it's a Gerda Kaduv or a paradigm. Right? Yes? However, things get a little bit more complicated when we get to this Tosvot, which we were up to yesterday. So the Tosvot Yishanim compares Baal Mum over to a particular type of Mechuser Zman, namely that of Oto Evet Bino. So until now, we've been talking about Mechuser Zman, which Mechuser Zman? It, Lila, or the Karban isn't old enough, 7 days. And the our Gemara talked about Mechuser Zman Lebo Bayom of a Pesach in the morning of Yudalit. There is a different type of a Mechuser Zman, and that is the case of Oto Evet Bino. So what's the case of Oto Evet Bino? So the halacha is that you're not allowed to shecht a mother, right, a mother and a child on the same day. And therefore, if one shechted the mother or the child, you now have a day before you can bring the other one. It's not like an intrinsic mechuser zman in the same way. It's contextual. So the Gemara, right, that's another case. So the Zetosvot invokes that case. And he says, V'omer Rebbe, Dohoil it lay the Rabbi Yochanan called she the Chuyin Shabadara Hov and Yidchu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that what? He holds of Dichui. He holds, as we've seen, Rabbi Yochanan holds of Dichui in both cases, not just near Vinitche, but also Dichu Meikara. Veve Afilu Dichu Meikara Becholla. So far, nothing controversial. Right, that's how the Gemara understands Rabbi Yochanan. Mikol makom, but it's clear, still, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in order to justify his shita, he must distinguish between Mechuser Zman and Dichle Meikara, because otherwise every karban would be pasul, because it has 7 days in which it can't be brought as a karban. Mechuser Zman lo haya bichlala. V'chein
Balmo.
But now you would have said, okay, but remember, Rabbi Yochanan also says that Balmum is not a Balmum over, a temporary Balmum is not going to disqualify the carbon forever. Now, the simple pshat in the Gemara is why? Because it's Gzeirat HaKatuv. Right? That's what he said in the Gemara, Bohem. That only Mum over is not it, but anything like a Mum would be, right? That's where we derived it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the idea of dichoy is just like mum, something inheres in the animal. Dichoy inheres in the animal, and the chiddush is that a mum over doesn't create a psul in the animal. It remains considered contextual, but possibly because of gzera katuv, which would imply that according to Rabbi Yochanan, structurally, mum is something inherent in the carbon. It's just that this mum is not because of a psul. So if that's the case, what would you say? According to Rabbi Yochanan, is mum over similar to mechusar zman? No. No. Come on. Mechusar zman, the Gemara doesn't need a pasuk. Mum you do, which implies that mechusar zman, the reason that it's not nidche is why? Because it's obvious, because it was never a carbon. How could it become pasuk? How could you? Mum over is a chiddush. Because it is a carbon, it has a mum, it currently can't be brought because of the mum. So shouldn't it be possible ever if you hold a dichoy? And Rabbi Yochanan's answer, simple pshat, is yes, but we have a pasuk. Which means that structurally, the svara is glat, right? It's a perfect svara, it's just that it's not wrong conceptually, it just happens to be wrong in application. Right? Meaning the Torah has to tell you with a pasuk that it isn't true, which tells you that misvara, it's true. Whereas mechusar zman, the Gemara takes as obvious, because otherwise every carbon in the world would be possible because there was a period of time in which it couldn't be brought as a carbon, namely the first 7 days. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that mechusar zman is not like mum over. Mum over is a status in the carbon, it's just a chiddush, it's a gzera d'katuv, that it doesn't apply forever. But by mechusar zman, you can't create the status because it's not a carbon at all. Right? You can't create a status in a non-carbon, a definitional non-carbon. Yeah. However, despite what I just said, Tosfot Yeshanim does not believe that. He says no. When we call makom mechusar zman lo haya bichlalam v'chein. Balmum, afal pishanir v'nid chayach l'alachzer v'lirot, and so to a balmum, which is temporary, o toved b'no nami lo mentina devi b'chalal m'chuzer zman, v'heve kemo balmum over. And then it brings the strange case of m'chuzer zman, i.e. o toved b'no, and it says it's also not a problem, because it is m'chuzer zman, even though it's an exceptional m'chuzer zman, and it's like a balmum over. Now, by going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, tell us what Yeshanim implies. That what? That these are all not a problem for the same reason. Right? Because it's true. V'chein could just mean it's true, but not for the same reason. If he didn't keep going back and forth, right? Back and forth and saying, yeah, I'm going to expand Mechuzar Zman to the case of Oto Bet Beno, and I'm going to say it's like Balmum. So this is sort of strange. How would you justify Tosfot Yeshanim, who does apparently think, because we had a nice model. We said, Mechuzar Zman, I don't even a pasuk, because how could you create a psul if it's a non-carbon, like an anti-carbon? Right? That's not even Dachim Meikara. Dachim Meikara at least requires that it has a status such that I can then apply an invalidating quality to it. But if it's mechusar zman, it was never in the parasha of carbon. It's not even potentially a carbon. You would have said, okay, that's why everyone agrees that that's not dichoy me'akara. That's even less than dichoy me'akara. Mum, on the other hand, we said is a status that is in the carbon. The only reason you would say that it doesn't invalidate it forever if you hold a dichoy is because it's exera katuv. But again, Tosfot Yeshanim doesn't believe this. Ritva also happens to not believe this. So how would you justify them? Well, so let's go. What could their chiddush be in? Okay, good. So it could be in, well, it could be in mum, right? Meaning one is, you could have said that according to them, mum over isn't a mum. That maybe the way they understand it is, right, that the fact that a mum is temporary shows you that it isn't a mum, right? Meaning we've been assuming until now that a mum over is a mum, which has exerta katuv that says even though it's a mum, it doesn't invalidate forever. And if that's the case, then it shouldn't be parallel to Mechusar's man at all. On the other hand, you could say that no, the chiddush of a mum over is it's not a mum, it's a temporary invalidation. If it's just a temporary invalidation and nevertheless it doesn't invalidate it, what might that sound like? What might it sound like? Mechusar's man. If you think that mum over isn't a mum, right? Meaning we said Misvara, it's hard to compare Mechusar's man and mum over, except Tosfot, Yishanim, and the Ritva does. Right? The way that you would get there is by saying, yeah, that a mum over isn't a mum at all, and therefore it's just this carbon isn't ready. It needs to get wait for the mum to fall off. Right? And if that's the case, right, you could say that it's similar to it's easier to compare it if you reconceptualize mum, over.
But I thought mum over was, I thought we were running maybe. I know.
Yeah, but we're trying to explain how they could compare it because it doesn't make sense at first glance to compare them. Why would you compare them? If you're machadesh, that mum over is not a mum, if that's how you conceptualize it, then it would in fact be more similar to Mechusar's man. Right? Yeah. Because that, right? Because remember, even if you think it's not a mum, it's still true. Everyone agrees the carbon can't be brought right now. How would you do that? They're not the same. They're not the same. Because they're not the same otherwise. Because, yes, how can you compare them? If a mum is proactive, Mechusar's man is it's not yet a carbon, why are these similar at all? But they're not comparable at all. They're totally different. They're totally different in order, by the normal understanding of mum over, that it's a mum which happens not to invalidate forever. Right? In order to get to this, you have to take a different approach, I think. How does everyone else disconnect it? It's very simple. Mum is an invalidation. Mechusar's man isn't. Mechusar's man just means it isn't anything yet.
No, disconnect mum over from mum.
Because one's permanent and one's not.
Then why, then do we just go out that it used the same word there? Can we just go that out?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If someone said to you that someone who, if I said I have someone with a broken leg, okay, if someone has a broken leg that's never going to fix itself, and someone who has a broken leg that is going to fix itself, okay?
Cool.
What? Taking them, right? So, is it false for me to say that they both have broken legs?
No.
It's not. But would it, if I use the word cripple, right, that person is crippled, would it technically be wrong for if I was describing the person right now? Who with a broken leg, even if it's going to, you know, he's in a cast and it's going to, it's not, but on the other hand, most people would assume that what you're saying is at best misleading, right? If I call a healthy 15-year-old who broke his leg while playing tackle football, so now he's in a cast, but, you know, a few weeks after he's off his cast, he's going to be doing it again. If I call him a cripple, right? We understand that that's a bit misleading, right? Even though it's, you can use the same word. It's not like he does have a non-functioning leg, okay? And it is true that technically right now he is wheelchair bound. I could use all those words, and yet we still understand that they are qualitatively different, right? So why can't, so you can look at a mum over and say that it's quantitatively different. You could say it's the same mum, it's just temporary. Or you could say the fact that it's temporary means it's not the same thing.
Well, you know, people are
right?
There was a conversation to a lot, but
Why not? Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
Why so?
I don't understand.
No,
I don't understand. You.
I was saying is that when the word when
mum is a blemish is a mum is a blemish, right? If someone said what? What?
No, it's not about.
Yeah, blemish, defect. I think you can.
I was just confused before about the phrasing of it. That's all.
Okay, I don't see why it's a problem. Okay.
Cool.
I mean,
now I know that's how you see that. It's not a
but I'm saying, like, you can, right? You can see it, but okay. So now, fine. But now let's come back, therefore, to our main thing. So about again, the machloket about balei chayim nidachim. So again, now we've sort of understood this. We've explained why mum might be different or might not be different. And we've said, we still need to zero in and understand. We have the shita who holds that there's ein balei chayim nidachen, the shita holds balei chayim nidachen. We've noted that according to the shita, obviously, that there is dichoy. We've now established based on the comparison, based on the sugya of mechutzer zman, that again, if dichoy is like a mum, that you've created a status, it needs to have a status in order for us to create a blemish. Otherwise, it's not in the parsha. And we had dealt with, right, as we've seen in the Gemara dealt with three levels at which this could be the case, right? Three levels of kedusha at which you could theoretically invalidate. What were the three levels at which, according to the shita, that you do invalidate a karban, you could invalidate it? How kodesh does it need to be? What were the three? What was the most obvious case? Kedushat, karban. It is a pesach. It is a shlamim. It is an olah. And then something invalidates it. Yes? What was the least level that the Gemara took as a chiddush explicitly? Kedushat damim. What was the case in the middle that we were medayik from Rashi, remember? Was generic kedushat karban. Right? Like general kedushat aguf. Right? Again, if we assume that a psul can only be created in something that has a status, so the most obvious, if it's already a specific karban and then you do something to invalidate it, so that status might inhere and be permanent. Right. A slightly lower level would be something which is kodesh, even if it doesn't have that particular definition. And the most mechudash, which the Gemara explicitly names, is kedushat damim. We already saw yesterday that who seems to argue of whether there really is that middle status here? Rashi and Tosfot. Remember? Right, as we'd done this towards the end yesterday. Right, that Tosfot challenges Rashi and says, isn't every dichli me'ikara kedusha damim? And then he comes up with a very specific case where it isn't. Right? You shech the animal, right? Because he says, in general, it's a binary. He doesn't seem to believe in three categories. He believes almost entirely in two. Right? Either it's kedushat damim, because if it's not ra'i to be the proper karban, then it's kedushat damim. Because if it's not ra'i to be the karban, then it's just holy monetarily. Whereas he understands Rashi is to not believe that, as to say that there is a middle category. That's why these are distinct. Yes?
Yeah.
Right? That was we did this yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. okay, now, but now we need to ask, so then, Why would you argue with all of this? No, I mean, why would you say that none of this exists, right? Once we've established there are multiple levels of Kedusha, and that you can, right? We still need to explain why the why the other sheet in the Gemara doesn't.
Which other sheet?
Like the one who says Ein Balechayim Nidachim. Right? Once we've established, why would you?
Right.
There doesn't seem to be anyone who doesn't hold of this Svar of Dichli anywhere, right? The Gemara, at least in our subject, keeps coming back to the question of Ein Balei Chayim Nidachin. So why would you hold that?
You don't buy the limud from the Pasuk.
But so one possibility is just a Gzeirat HaKatuv, right? Is that exactly what we learn from the Gzeirat HaKatuv of Mumover? Is that animals are somehow impervious to this halacha, right? That's right. It's possible it's just a Gzeirat HaKatuv, and they're just arguing Gzeirat HaKatuv. You always have to put that on the table, right? Right. Another possibility is what?
Maybe
there is something about. So it could be that he doesn't think it applies to animals. Why?
Because you change the sub, you change it to what it relates to.
So either you think that for whatever reason animals are not shayach, or what? Right. You could say that at some level, maybe by animals, we just don't believe that it's possible. Like, who would ever do that? Meaning, who would, right? An animal, maybe you'd say, listen, the given is that it is roi for a karabon unless it's pushed away forever. Otherwise, you're always going to conceptually relate to it as a karabon. Right, and therefore you'll say, right, if dichui requires you to like reject it, that's what it means. Dichui biadayim. Maybe no one would ever do that, right? And maybe that matters, even though.
Like how else would having so many caveats, like so many other ways, kind of blokes the subject. So if you just say, hey, this is where it applies, this is how you will see it, and these specific scenarios that are just kind of there because that's how it works.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes it simpler.
Yeah.
But maybe less.
Okay. So let's now look at these next two Tosfotim I gave you. Right. Flesh this out a little bit more. Look at the Gemara in Zvachim. And okay. So the Gemara in Yoma, the next Tosfot in Yoma. Haditnan b'mishaya tameh hamafrish nikeva lepischau tira. That it says that someone who separates a female as a Pesach, so it should graze until it gets a mum. Didichoyu. Atya shapir afilu l'rav da'acha. That works even according to Rav. Why? Da'hainu mishum didachay b'yadayim. He says, what's his svara? He said, why would you think that someone who mafresh a female as a karbon, why would you say, according to the Shita, that Ein Dichu B'Yadayim, that there's no Mechuzer Zman, that's still Usur? What does Tosfot say? Very good. Tosfot says that even though it's true, was this animal ever kosher as a Pesach?
No.
But according to him, what makes something possible? You pushed it aside. Did you do that?
Yes.
Now, what does this Tosfot need to assume, though? One of two things. Either you can push something aside before it ever became a car button, one of three things. Either, you can push something aside without it ever being a karbon.
Yeah.
Possibility one. Or, which is sort of strange. Or, even though this isn't a Pesach, it is a karbon, and being a karbon is enough for it to be pushed aside, because it has a status and now I can validate it. Or, he thinks that it actually is not insane to create a puzzle Pesach. Right, that he just thinks that even though it was always puzzle, that doesn't mean that it can't be a can't take on the identity of a specific karba. And now he tells you very explicitly that, and look, in case you were wondering, remember I've said over and over, I said, well, once you think that dichoy is, I actively push it away, and that creates a psul. So again, which is going to be more obvious? Nirav nidche, more than dachoy meikara, because it makes more sense to say that something was kosher, and then I rejected it, and that created a proactive invalidation, than dichoy meikara. But just look at how Tosfot formulates it. Right, he says, yeah, by nirav v'nidcha, that works, because dichoy biadayin. Right, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, look, the reason that everyone, that almost everyone's willing to accept the possibility of nirav v'nidcha is because everyone understands nirav v'nidcha is a proactive invalidation. The only question is whether it makes sense that you can do that if you did that from the beginning. Right, is it that it needs to be a Pesach and then I can invalidate it? Or do you say that, no, in order to create a proactive invalidation, I can even... So make it kadosh and reject it at the same time. Is that plausible? That's exactly what he says. He says the chiddush, right? The reason the Gemara took it as obvious that nirav v'nidcha makes sense is because if dichoy is, I give something an apostle status, that makes sense. If it's kosher and then I apostle it. But if I made it not kosher from the beginning, you might have thought, oh, that's not anything. Kamash malon, according to the Shita, there's dichoy b'adayim. You can. And again, why would that be different than Mechusar Zman? Because Mechusar Zman, because it can't be any carbon, is definitionally not a carbon. If it's not a carbon, then you can't create an invalidating status. It needs a certain status because the psul needs to be created in a context. Tosfot in 12, also the Sigin Yomer, gives another formulation of Yesh Lomar. Kevan she'ena mechusar ma'aseh b'gufo lo chashiv nidche. Right? He wants v'o delayla lo chazeh la'akrovat shum karbanon. He wants to understand why the Gemara thought that ein mechusar zman from layla. Right? Why would there be no mechusar zman at night? So he gives two answers. One is because it's not mechusar ma'aseh b'gufo. It's not missing anything in its body. It's just going to become kosher when it's day. So what is Tosfot saying there? Yeah, if it's on the path to be a karban, then that isn't dichui. Why? Because dichia is a rejection. If you don't have to do anything to make it kosher, you just need to wait. So then, what could you plausibly say? It's not pushed aside, it's just waiting. It's not... On the other... Right, that's possibility one. His second possibility is, what's his second possibility? V'o delayla lochazi lakrovet shum karbana. Is that night isn't a time for any karba. What's the difference between his first answer and his second answer? Right, his first answer is, listen, what matters to figure out whether something is nidche is it going to become kosher without doing anything or not? If it's going to become kosher and I don't need to do anything, it's not considered rejected. Right? No, it's not. The second one, no, no. The second one said, look at what he says. Lo chazya lakravet shum karbano. Maybe night doesn't invalidate it because... No! Because no karbon can be brought there. No... Not listening to me. For what? And what was his first answer?
His first time was that it was.
It's not the time for what?
Wait.
This carbon. Yeah. Right? You notice the difference?
Yes.
Right? I mean, what is Tosfot saying? Think about it carefully what he's saying. Let's start with the second answer. The second answer is why is night not going to be docha something? Because it's not nidche. It's not actively pushed aside. How do I know? Second answer. Okay. Let's imagine a person, okay? Give me a generic name.
Alex.
Sure. Alex. Alex is very sensitive. He will never shop at a store that treated him badly. Okay? Never. Okay? Alex shows up to the store at 10 p.m. And the sign says, open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Okay? How likely is Alex to feel personally dejected because they didn't allow him to shop at 10 p.m.?
He would not.
Like, probably, what?
He would probably not be upset.
He would not be upset. It's closed. They didn't reject me. Right? They, right? Now, that, a normal person, right? Now, I'm purposely giving you the case of 10 o'clock because Alex might get upset if it was 9:05 and they've locked the door but the lights are still on and they're stocking things. Okay, he might get angry. I'm just making this easy, okay? It's 10 o'clock. Everyone's gone. The lights are off, okay? He might be upset. But he's not going to be upset at the store. He's not going to feel rejected. Yes? Other extreme. Alex walks into whatever store this was. What store is it?
ShopRite,
sure. And he's looking for beans. He's looking for beans. Alex is looking for beans at ShopRite. Fine. And the very polite store clerk, when he asked him, do you have beans, says, I'm not selling you beans. Because you strike me as the type of person that's going to do things to their digestive system that is going to make me uncomfortable, so you can't buy beans. Okay? That person is that Alex is unlikely to
be calm.
To ever return to ShopRite. Yes? We agree? What about if it's 8:58 and the store clerk is sitting there on his phone, and Alex comes over, and the clerk says nicely, I won't say rude, just says, "I'm sorry, sir, my shift starts at 9. Right, I will be with you in 2 minutes." Okay. So now, will Alex feel rejected or not? So, the answer here is it's somewhere in between. We all understand that, without knowing Alex, we know that there are some people named Alex who would say, it's 2 minutes to your shift, right? The customer is always right, right? If you don't want me to, if you want me to come back here, show me a little courtesy, right? I hate you, right? I'm leaving. And then there are the Alexes who would say, okay, I get it, right? It's not your shift. This is nothing personal, right? You're allowed to make your calls, and I'm glad that you're taking care of it before your shift, right? If it was 9:01, I'd be upset. But 8:58, okay. I mean, it's annoying, but I get it. We understand that those are three levels.
Yeah.
Now let's come back to Tosfot. What is Tosfot saying? So his last answer is saying that why is night not going to create dichli? Because it's not roi for any carbon in the world. Right? It's no carbon in the world. It's just the store is closed. It's not that we're rejecting this carbon or this customer. We're not doing anything. We're just closed for the night. Right? If I was in the middle of something at night, I might say, okay, I'll pick up in the morning. I was stocking the shelves at 9 o'clock when the store closed. I'll pick up again tomorrow at 9 in the morning. Right? And that 12-hour period where I wasn't stocking, you could look at it as not even a pause. I mean, it's a pause, but it's not like it's just a pause because I only stock during store hours. Yeah? That's Tosfot's second answer. That's not called dichli because no carbon is brought there. The one before that is he says, no, it's not called rejection because Because I didn't, because I don't need to do anything for it to become time. Meaning, that's more like the case of, listen, sorry, sir, I start in 2 minutes. Right? On the one end, you could look at that as a rejection because you could say, listen, the store opened, maybe 9 was a bed, the store opened at 8. Okay, my shift starts at 9. So you might say, listen, this is a time when there are workers in the store. The store is functioning, right? You are not on shift, but the fact that I asked you and you said no, right, I will take as a rejection. Even if it's nothing personal, still, like in the end of the day, if it was your best friend and they came in at 8:58, you probably would have rung them up, right? On the other hand, you might say, okay, well, I just got to wait 2 minutes. That's not a rejection. It's just waiting. Right? But it's, right? But you see that you can say that sometimes the fact that the mere fact that I have to wait, you could look at a rejection or you could look at it as not a rejection. Right? If the store is closed, then that's not a proactive rejection. If I have to wait, waiting
is a lack of an action.
And therefore it might not be a rejection, but on the other hand, it might be, right? You understand how it's more gvuli, right? You understand how it's more on the border? Right, so that I think is what Tosfos is getting at. And if you remember, if you come back to our Gemara, remember, what did the Gemara say within Rabbi Yochanan? In our Gemara, all the way at the beginning. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, are you allowed to bring the Pesach in the morning?
Yes.
No. No. It's Pasul, Lishma, and Lir Lishma. And then the Gemara said, well, then why isn't it a problem of Dichli? Why isn't it rejected? Because it's now the morning of Yadalit, and it shouldn't be rejected. The Gemara at some point said, Ein mechuzer zman levo vayom. What does that mean? That it's the same day, and therefore it's true that you practically can bring it, but it's not an active rejection. Right? Now you understand what the Gemara is getting at? Right? The Gemara is saying, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan does hold of Dichui, but Dichui is proactive. The fact that I'm telling you, you can't bring it now, but you have to wait, when it's the same day, right, it's like it's a rounding error. Okay, it's the right day. It's not that you can't bring it now; you just can't bring it now. It's not that you can't. It's like not yet. Right? There's a difference between no and not yet. Right? That's what he's saying. There's a difference between no and not yet. No is proactive. Not yet is not necessarily proactive.
But there is an active future.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if we have time for this Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amud Bet. What? What in Lamed Dalet? Yeah, it was only a few lines. So let's just read it quickly. So the Gemara there. Right, so the Gemara there had said, right, so Amar Rav Shaya Kavate de Rav Ashi Mistabra Man Shamale Ditle Dichuyin, right, the Gemara is saying, who holds of the concept of Dichuy? Rav Yehuda. Ditnan V'odam Yehuda Nishpach Adam, that if the blood spills, meaning the carbon for God, right, again, back to the carbon on Yom Kippurim, Yomur HaMishtaleach, because they're a pair, so now the Shira HaMishtaleach has to die. Made a mishtaleach, and the mishtaleach dies. Yishaver adam. Right, so he clearly holds the repair, and then Annie must hold a the repair and B of dichui. Yeah, that's what the Gemara said. Vishaminan lay the amar, and yet we hold that he holds that kol shebiyado lo evi dichui. That anything that you have the power to rectify is not dichui. The Tanya. And yes, if you wanted to read the end of the line, is that Yehani Yehuda Omer Kosech Aray Mamali Midamat Harovet, that one Kohen would fill up a cup with the blood of many Karbanot Pesach, the Zarko Zrika Achad, and then he would do one Zrika Keneged Ayisod, which shows that what Shema Mina Kol Shviyad Lovei Dichli Shema Mina, that anything that was in your hand to fix is not called Dichli, meaning. Is blood that's on the floor considered zaruk? No. But he said, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can pick it up and then sprinkle it and it's fine. So Gemara holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything that is fixable, dichoy doesn't apply to. So what's the svara for that? Right? Meaning, the blood is on the floor. Is it good now? According to Yehuda, yes, because I can pick up the blood in a, right, and then resprinkle it on the mizbeach. Aha, one second. So the Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Gemara says this is Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yehuda has a unique shita. He holds of dichui, but he holds that if the invalidation can be fixed by a human being, then it isn't nidche. Why? What's the svara? What? So? Come on, put this in the language of dichui. Therefore what? It's not about permanence. Be very careful. It's not about permanence. It's because you can fix it. There's a big difference. Why does that matter? And therefore? And therefore? Very good! If dichui means I need to reject the carbon, if I can fix the problem, then do I have any reason to reject the carbon? No, remember we said, how do you look at dichui? Is it that it becomes invalid because I proactively invalidate it, or because it lacks validation? Most of the evidence is pointed in the direction that dichui is cases of proactive invalidation. So Rabbi Yehuda has a particular position that if it became invalid, but at no point could I not turn back the clock and invalidate it, then dichui doesn't apply. You'll tell me why. Currently, while it's on the floor, can it be nizrak? No, it needs to be put back in a kli. But if you just says it doesn't matter because you wouldn't reject a carbon because you can fix it. And it's not about it not working. It's that you rejected it. But if you can fix it, you wouldn't reject it. Correct, where I can't control it. Right, where it is. Now, yes, Avi says, what about our Gemara? But remember, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda would have disagreed with our Gemara, presumably, by the Mumar case. But remember, our Gemara alone brought this up as a svara. Remember, now you can come back and understand that our Gemara said, on the one hand, you might say that a mumar is less of a psul. Why? Because he could do tshuva. But on the other hand, you might say, as opposed to the person who went insane, because he doesn't have a choice to go back. On the other hand, you might have said only the person who went insane is kasher. Why? Because going insane is not me choosing to invalidate, but someone apostatizing and saying, I no longer worship God, I now worship Kronos, is a rejection of a karban. But you understand, the Gemara is saying, listen, if dichui is an active rejection, so becoming a mumar on the one hand is the most active rejection, I literally rejected God. On the other hand, maybe I'm going through a phase, right? Right? And that's why the Gemara has to tell you that it is called dichui, that no, rejecting God is a rejection of the karban entirely. On the other hand, the shovta case is interesting because that doesn't seem to be an act of invalidation. What does that seem to be? Because I didn't choose to do that. But on the other hand, because I can't get out of it, it still might be, right? Yeah, it might be that, okay, still, but like it was wholly rejected. Okay. So I think, okay, ideally I'd like to finish tomorrow just because we get a two-day break after the next of Purim, and I feel like trying to get back into this sugya is not going to be the easiest thing in the world. So, what?
What's the next sugya?
We're going to start Yud Gimel. The new mission on Yud Gimel.
Yeah, I don't remember
that. Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff there. What? So very quickly, 14, 15, 16 are about the case of mitzvah, or dichoy by mitzvah. And then there's a few sources to finish off on the carbon thing, right, that are you know, compare some of these. Okay, hopefully we'll finish tomorrow. Maybe we'll start share a little bit early tomorrow so that we can... It's Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah. We get a few extra minutes tomorrow because we're davening mincha right after Seder, and